The Gulf Coast is bracing for another hurricane. The National Hurricane Center says Sally, which was a tropical storm, has strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane. Sally has already been dumping rain on Florida and is likely to strengthen as it heads towards the Louisiana coast and New Orleans. Joining us now is Jeff Huffman, director and chief meteorologist at the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Jeff, where is Sally now and what's its track and timing for landfall?
Good afternoon, Jeremy. Sally is, of course, as you mentioned, now a hurricane. It's about due south of Pensacola, and it's moving slowly to the west, west-northwest, and expected to continue strengthening. It underwent a rapid intensification cycle this morning. Winds are now gusting well into hurricane force. It's expected to potentially come close to a Category 2 before landfall, and that landfall track has shifted slightly to the east because this morning, Jeremy, the center reformed a bit to the east as well, which that tends to happen sometimes when storms undergo rapid intensification. So landfall is now projected to be somewhere along the southeast coast of Louisiana, southern coast of Mississippi and Alabama, sometime Tuesday afternoon to Tuesday night. Emphasis on the word slow. It's a very slow-moving system, of course, which will enhance the potential for flooding. That's going to be the big story, I think, with now Hurricane Sally.
Well, and Louisiana's Governor John Bel Edwards has already declared a state of emergency for Louisiana, which is still dealing with the damage from Hurricane Laura that made landfall there just 3 weeks ago with 150-mile-per-hour winds. Some people still don't have power. Sounds like Sally is not going to be as bad as Laura.
In terms of the widespread wind damage, likely not. But remember, every hurricane or every tropical system, not just hurricanes, are very unique and pose their own hazards. This one is a slow-moving system. It's going to produce a prolonged period of life-threatening storm surge, pretty much from the mouth of the Mississippi River all the way over to maybe Pensacola. And then because the storm is going to be in the vicinity of the northern Gulf Coast states for two, maybe 3 days, we're talking maybe Wednesday or Thursday before it pulls up into the southern Appalachians, very heavy rain, inland flooding, freshwater flooding, flash flooding. We're talking about a 2 to 3 day event here that could produce rain totals in the order of 10 to 20 inches near and east of where the center tracks.
I'm looking at the National Hurricane Center website right now, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 systems out there. Not all of them have become even tropical storms yet, but this is a pretty busy season.
Yeah, when it comes to records, where do you begin? I mean, right now we have 5 tropical cyclones or named storms that is tied for the record at the same time. And we're now only one name away from having to move into the Greek alphabet. This is certainly what they call a hyperactive season, and we have broken, I think, I'm losing count, but somewhere over 13 or 14 records in terms of the earliest a particular named storm forms. The numbers keep falling. I mean, we've had fairly weak systems other than Laura, and Sally is, of course, a significant threat to the northern Gulf Coast states. But, for example, in Florida, we've missed most of the storms in Florida, and there's still a potential. We still have several more weeks of the peak of hurricane season to go.
That is Jeff Huffman, director and chief meteorologist at the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, as we keep an eye on Sally, which, as we said, is now a hurricane heading toward the Louisiana coast. Jeff, thanks as always.
All right. Thank you.